The year 1356, 1979 revolution era, is happening all over again. They bring one in, they take one out, and another becomes the leader. The situation is very dangerous, dear compatriot. We have until September 30th, the day honoring Rumi, to unite these oppositions abroad, meaning to show them what their denominator is, what their numerator is, and see if we can find a common denominator. Otherwise, one goes, another comes, and someone else will turn up. And unfortunately, the stamp of ignorance will be struck upon Husseini's forehead for another 40 years. Welcome to the great movement of Iran, the movement of wisdom and knowledge. Question. Welcome to the 106th Restart program. Welcome to Restart. Welcome. You are very welcome to the Restart program. Before we begin the program, unfortunately, we are once again forced, because the number of Restart listeners is far greater than the Good Night Iran program, to spend a few minutes talking about childish nonsense like kings and presidencies and the ridiculous games of existence in the world of politics, right in the middle of a program that is completely mystical, scientific, and sophistic. 4 minutes just so those who only listen to the restarts know what the topic is. We have no problem with anyone. Everyone has a problem with us. The people trying to hack our pages aren't just the Islamic Republic. Religions are doing it too. Oppositions who think they are oppositions are doing it. And oppositions who are actually oppositions are doing it too. Why are we being attacked? The reason is the simplest reason of all. You must find the reason in the killing of Socrates. The problem starts where wisdom moves. People have questions. When you have questions, a baton hits your head. When you have questions and a protest regarding yourself or another, you get beaten up and prison begins. If you have no questions and are an imitator, obeying like a monkey, whether in the world of religion or the world of politics, we are just that goat with whom no one has a conflict. We are those same sheep for whom the barn doors open in turn and the butchers take us away one by one. It's that simple. The conflict with Restart is because of the question. The reason is that my wisdom and yours has stirred. It has created a movement in Iran where everyone is finally thinking. No one is easily fooled anymore. No one accepts just anyone's words easily. Furthermore, because this is a movement of wisdom, whether you like it or not, our allies are smart. The allies of Restart possess wisdom. They understand. I am not to blame here that whether you like it or not, this Restart magnet attracts the iron. What can I say? The movement has launched. If you lived through previous years, or even if you saw the years 1356 and 1357 in Iran, 1978 to 1979, because Restart hadn't been broadcast yet. This era of Restart, which has been broadcast after 700 years, is the era of Shah Ismail Firm, the Safavid Sufi, who cleansed the country of all foreigners, paid ransom to no one, put the oppositions in their place, and showed them their denominators. He expelled the Arabs who were ruling over us from the country. Not the Iranian Arabs, but their rulers. He stitched the torn pieces of Iran back together and created the greatest empire of Sufism at that time. Now is that time, my pretty. Now a Restart has come to do this work. We have questions, and the Restart kids have questions. We said that the oppositions who don't answer our questions have their tails tied somewhere or compromised. Otherwise, there is no one who wouldn't answer. Our question is clear. We say, there are one or two countries in the world that took the laws of the future and past empire of Sufism of Iran and used them. Are these two countries miserable? Why do you want Iran to look like England or, say, France or Belgium or Finland so badly? Why do you love that so much? Is America miserable right now for having taken the laws of the empire of Sufism? And only some of them. It didn't have access to all of them, the poor thing. But really, can you fool the Americans? The American people, their wisdom has stirred. That is why whatever is broadcast from these television networks, the American people actually don't get fooled. That is why Trump has come and became president. Our question is this. Number one, where is your sign of hypocrisy? Meaning, The constitution that you, Mr. Opposition, want to build the future country upon, where is this rooster's tail of yours? Where is this unity and empathy? I mean, where is your solemn oath? We don't see it. In the future of Iran, we have 10 questions, each one like this. Two questions are, in the future of Iran, will weapons be free? Can people carry guns and have them in their homes or not? If not, you are not with us. You are our enemy. Number two, will insurance, women's rights, will these be observed, the things that exist in the empire of Sufism or not? Are we going to, on top of not giving anyone money, not insuring them and not giving the nation their rights, are we going to comes them and break the people's backs all over again? Is another republic going to be added on top of this Islamic Republic? Is it hunchback upon hunchback, making a bad situation worse? We add another hunchback, take comes money from the people and give it to the British and... Huh? Answer us. Have you written a constitution? Do you have anything? What do you want to do anyway? We'll go to Iran. They'll understand. The people will choose. This is just a comedy that was told before the year 1357, Iranian calendar 2. So we declared the constitution of the Empire of Sufism movement here, stating that every opposition must show a constitution. You must answer this. These are very important questions. The British Embassy and the Russian Embassy, which came twice to partition Iran and killed or exiled anyone who was a follower of Sufism, what happens to these embassies? Where will they be closed, open, kissed? We need to know these things. So, without saying a word, thinking you have a place in the future, before Restart aired, you certainly could have had one, because people genuinely didn't know the subject. People thought Rumi was just a poet, Saadi was a poet, so-and-so is a poet, and that's it. They knew nothing. They didn't know that their entire life was this. That's why that dear showman said, he said, the day Saadi and Hafez come, know that the regime of Iran will change. And it came via Restart. Thank you for listening to this program. Again, anyway, we gave a small explanation regarding this. Please pay attention again, and 1,000 times. I have expressed nothing from myself. In the Restart programs, whatever exists belongs to those beautiful Sufis who walk these paths. And I hope that you and I, by finding the complete human, first inside yourself and then outside, which many have found now, after the broadcast of this program, many have found, after recognizing the complete human inside and out, go and have him graft this sweet fruit onto your heart. It is true that Hosseini is a sour apple fruit, but when that beautiful one grafts onto his heart, his fruit becomes the very fruit of the complete human himself. That is why Ilya, son of Amram, officially declares to who? He says, "You cannot throw me into hell at all, beautiful one. And don't think that we don't know, because you are inside me, and you do not throw yourself into hell. Farewell." Because the Hauri is him. He doesn't give Hauris anymore. These are stories where you go there and see Hauris. The Hauri is him. Type Hur in Google, it comes up. Type Hosseini, it comes up. Whatever implies Hosseini comes up. It's inside Google. There is an image, sir. Hosseini, the image is in Google. It comes up. I want the image. In that world, you must have Google. You must have a password. You must log in. You must have turned on this Yahoo Messenger. When you and I die and enter there, we must know these things. We must open Yahoo Messenger, see, then we want to see the image. There we must see the map. There we can. Everyone has a mobile, but is there anyone who has a mobile but no map and can find their way, find the navigation? No. I quickly hit navigation. I found the way. So Restart followers are already connected to the global internet of the other side after their death. You will understand these differences completely when you come out of the mother's womb. You create a father. they put him above your head to hit you on the head, then your growth has a measure too. Here I am, a tree seed planted in the soil. I am growing. I reach perfection. I die. I will enter the next one. So does death exist in that world? It certainly exists. Why? Death only doesn't exist for those who, in this very world where I and you are sitting, can die voluntarily, my dear. Voluntarily. Before we see mutu koblenta mutu, meaning die before you die, as friends say, die before you die. These people never die, meaning some, the day they want to die, are actually going somewhere else, like you, who at night dream you went somewhere and a snake is chasing you. You wake up and you are alive again. You have a new life again. You are continuing the same life. You sleep again. This time they are chasing you in Japan. You return again the day after tomorrow and see it's your same previous life. Right now, your death is not voluntary. You sleep, you jump up from sleep. You haven't even understood the world of sleep yet, which, God willing, we will explain later what it means. The world of sleep contains very deep contents, and whoever understands the world of sleep understands the rest. Now, the fact that what I ate affects sleep is completely logical, but that you see things in sleep that you didn't know, this is illogical. That you have never been to your mother's cousin's daughter's house, but in a dream you see you went, opened her drawer, saw her earring was there, then the day after tomorrow, you go by chance to that same house and see her earring is right there. This is strange. Sleep is like this. Death means sleep. All mystics and Sufis have given this example. If you want to understand death, understand sleep. So is Rumi dead? Rumi never dies, because when he was in this world, he died. He became alive. He died 500 times. Now I say 500, maybe I'm lying. 5,000 times, for example. 5,000 times he went through the tunnel of time and came back. 5,000 times he died. I became dead. I became alive. He says it officially. I was dead. I became alive. Well, if you don't reach this voluntary death, how do you reach this voluntary death? By recognizing the complete human. The complete human gives you something that lets you reach this voluntary death. Otherwise, you die, you go to another world, and this time you don't know which womb you are coming out of. If you die the voluntary death from the next womb, you know where you are coming out, you understand the tools, and you understand everything. He discovers his staff himself, but the fruit tree doesn't fully know it is an apple. When it grows, it looks this way and that way to see who is like me. Slowly it finds out. Then the water is identical. So all these seeds inside the soil, water reaches them identically. All have H2O in them. Air is identical too. Everyone has air. Soil is also specific in their system. Geography has an effect too. But water and air, which are the most important things for a tree, are there. So why does one become an apple, one become a pear? Because one becomes a complete human, one a Sufi, and one like me, I understand nothing. But could I become a Sufi? Yes, I can. And anyone, actually restart followers after they have a dream, or the Sufi enters through the wall, as friends say, after they become restart followers, they are given something. With that thing they are given, they can become a Sufi. Many became one in 25 days. Rumi became one in 3 days. Shams took him into the room. They came out. Rumi went crazy. The peak of madness appeared in Rumi. Rumi, Rumi. He had memorized so many hadiths that he could do many things. Sheikh Baha'i, Faiz Kashani. So why does Faiz Kashani say everything? I was wrong to write this. This I was wrong. Far be it from him. He speaks the truth. I don't understand this. We don't understand this. Now, restart is being broadcast so that you and I can untie the knots. The puzzles must be arranged. So no prophet has a miracle. The prophet's miracle is within themselves, meaning Jesus did not move within his structure to go make a staff. Otherwise, he could have dropped a staff again. And for this reason, we say the staff is inside him too, meaning Jesus has Moses' staff. They have everything inside them. These came into existence according to their talent and the people's ignorance. It's a big question in itself. Now, the miracle of the past century is restart, meaning the wisdom of the people. So the heart of the Iranian people is definitely different from the heart of the world's people, and their heartbreak is stranger that such a program could come to enlighten you and me. So we really learn from it. You are the seed. You are the trap. You are the wine. You are the cup. You are the ripe. You are the raw. Do not leave me raw. If this body wove less, it would block the path of my heart less. You became the path so that there wouldn't be all this talk for me. So where is the Huri? Inside the complete human. Where is the Huri? Sir, you who go and commit suicide bombing and blow up, the Huri is inside the complete human. This story of death after this world is the same shape. Meaning what? Meaning you... I explained that time. Let me explain briefly as the program is about to end. If I had come out of a queen's womb, I could have become rich very quickly right now. Right now, the U.S. president has a kid, right? Where did this kid come from? From a small area of his mom's womb. I came from a small area too. He came from a womb. I came from a womb too. The difference between me and him is that when he was born, there were several million dollars in his account. He had a house, car, life, did everything. I, who was born from my mom's womb, our situation wasn't very good. We just have to run. So when we die, the same thing happens, meaning air and water, and these things are again identical for all creatures. But the one who hasn't recognized the complete human has no place to grow. I will quickly become president if I am a restart follower. Meaning when I die, I come out of a womb where power quickly falls into my hands and the government falls into my hands. Then all those who bullied us until now must come and do maid work and servant work so we see what to do, get some credit, earn some money, eat some food. Why? Now, if the human sperm came from there too, what do we do? You follow the monkey, you follow this system. Now, if a comet comes 70 years from now, 48 years from now, every 70 years, for example, some of them come, passes through here. Now, if the sperm of, let me tell you, a dragon is in there and hits us, what happens? Those big gorillas from ancient times, if dinosaurs are in there, dinosaurs will come into existence again. How should we know? This is scientific. So the talent is in that person's sperm. So who must be accountable? Sir, I gave you all equality. Meaning what? Meaning who comes and says, Mr. Hosseini, I say, yes, dear. I say, sir, did you give these guys a better deal? He says, no, my dear, look, whoever came out of their mom's belly, I gave them a nose, I gave them lungs, they breathed. Sir, didn't you breathe? Yes. Sir, didn't you breathe? Yes. Sir, a complete human, did you breathe? Yes. I gave breath to everyone equally. I gave the earth to everyone equally. Mr. Complete Human, did you come from a made-up name? He said, oh, no, sir. I was a kid from Japan. Where did you come from? I came from Iran. Where did you come from, sir? Did you come from Mars, for example? No. We gave a little air to Earth. We gave air to everyone equally. Mr. Complete Human, please, if you throw your mom from 10 stories down, will she die? Yes, acceleration of gravity or repulsion, as Anvari says. She hits the ground and dies. Hosseini, what about you? If I push her, my mom dies too. Really, it is this. Everyone is equal. Miracle is also equality then. Miracle means how stupid the people of that era were. That was the whole sentence. Meaning, the more dangerous the miracles of the complete humans were, the worse the ignorance of those people in that history was. This becomes miracle, and being given in the sperm, then spirit is blown into this sperm. Where is the spirit blown from? So the woman's body must differ from the man's. So these ladies who say, we see something, poor things, if it is in their talent, they do see things. It's not in their hands. Furthermore, the woman's body differs a bit from the man's. The woman's body, because spirit must be blown into it, must have two other places that scientists still don't know where they are. The woman's body has two other places because it must enter from somewhere, go somewhere. This is the tunnel of time, my pretty one, no? Inside that mother's womb, a tunnel of time exists. So every mother, via her tunnel of time, can quickly become a prophet. Mothers can become prophets quickly. For men, it's a bit harder. Well, men have been given something that women haven't. But ladies, their talent for becoming a prophet is simpler because the location of their womb is the presence of an entity you name spirit. Yeah, we say spirit too. It's fine. Let's not fight. This spirit must enter the mother's womb and uterus from the tunnel of time. Where is this tunnel of time? They have to discover this in DNA later. It's that simple. And it is scientific. Everything is scientific. The presence of the complete human is scientific. If not, Rumi says, the pole is necessary for the world of heavens. An axis is necessary for the stillness of the earth. This pretty one is scientific, scientific. So why did we come to earth? Because our inner seed to reach perfection must first be planted in soil. So it goes into the soil with that same talent that is in me. I am a pear. My perfection is becoming a pear tree and giving pear fruit. So billions and billions of talents exist. So from the seed, it must struggle to come out. It opens its own head. It says, oh my, I have a staff. Meaning all religions, even if they stole content, they say, God said I didn't oppress anyone. He was like this himself. But he has to prove this. Can someone speak and not prove it? It's like if a president is cruel or good in the world and the country is in his hands and he says, whoever you see lying on the street side wanted it themselves. Whoever you see going to work and going crazy is their own fault. You see, people are miserable. It's their own fault. He has to prove this. They say, Vaimo, sir, you came and took power and broke the nation's back. People can't earn an income. You gave such and such factory to your sister, so he has to prove it later. Sir, Moses dropped the staff. It became a dragon. Give that staff to me. Everyone will become a believer. We have to prove it, so he must prove it. So God didn't give Moses a staff, because if you give that staff to anyone, they'd drop it. His wife would listen to him. Look, right now my wife disagrees with me. I drop the staff, it becomes a dragon. My wife has a stroke, goes to the corner and says, whatever you say, it eats her. The dragon eats her. Then we see my mother-in-law comes and kisses my feet. My father-in-law comes and kisses my feet. My father comes and kisses my feet. My mother comes and kisses my feet. My friend comes and kisses. The officials are in line one by one. They want to. I drop the stuff. It becomes a dragon. Everyone prostrates. So, who gave to Allah? Who means God? Allah means the complete human of the eras. The idol Allah has alif and a lam. A known idol. They didn't give Moses a staff. Moses had a staff himself. Moses found the staff himself. This is the secret in it. Otherwise, in the other world, I will grab his collar. I'll say, sir, if my mother made out a kiss with any spirit, I would have come into existence. Something would have come out that would be Jesus. My mom kissed and with my dad, and I came out like this. He must answer. Huh. Must answer and say, he's right. Meaning, you were exactly like a dictator. If it's like this, it must be like this. Mr. Bamu, you are completely a dictatorship. You gave your relative Moses a staff, but didn't give us one. You told Jesus, resurrect so-and-so from the dead, Momikitaik, but didn't give it to us. And what is this nepotism? So all these words of religions are lies. Why? Because who has to prove there, I didn't show favoritism? Aziz Odin Nasafi said, everyone grows according to their own talent, meaning anyone who entered the cave of Hira via the stage. The complete human of the era of Muhammad Son Abdullah, his talent brought him to this result. So anyone can become a complete human. Otherwise, the judgment of God is up in the air. So and so was innocent, infallible from childhood. This is a joke. Now, it's possible that in global events, four geniuses might pop out too. Some people are math geniuses at age 5, for example, but it's not general. All people are the same. Now, 4 or 5 among the prophets were like this, having talent in childhood. That's just because the world shifted, some movements happen. The world, again, I state, is scientific. The world, meaning you say, for example, the moon went into the sun went into such and such. It's not like you think the earth just suddenly came into existence. When the earth was a piece spinning for itself, the moon, another entity hit the earth and the moon was produced. The moon became earth's anchor, meaning it stopped the earth from spinning too fast around itself. Why? Because that pulled this, this pulled that. The resultant of forces, centrifugal force, you know, the laws of mathematical physics caused the earth's speed to reach a point where a tree could grow in it. Then what happened? A comet, in the words of Anvari, came. What was inside one of these comets? Haha, a particle of oxygen was somewhere in there that could produce oxygen. It hit the earth. Oxygen was created. It is scientific. This comet, wherever it hits, produces oxygen. So we have oxygen somewhere else too. He is begging, and all of them are the same. Jesus says, the only way to salvation is through me only. And he was right, the complete human in that era, at that age. It was short, but he was there. You are the fast, you are the prayer, you are the comes, you are the alms, you are the jihad. That is why they say, without the permission of the complete human, every fast takes you to the depth of disgrace, every prayer breaks your back. Why? Because you are stealing the content and coming to say you are speaking without permission. You went to people's houses without permission. You knocked on whose door without permission. We joked with who without permission. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samd, meaning say he is Allah who is one, Allah the eternal refuge. We were joking. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihi hamdu, meaning glory be to my Lord, the magnificent, and with his praise. We were joking, you lied through it all. Tell two lies to the President of America and see what they do to you. Go to their house, they won't even let you in. You can't even pass the gate of their house. Now you just hang your head low and go, you think the gates, you hang your head low and think you are passing God's gates. Then you fast, your blood sugar drops, your eyes get sunken, and you think it's been accepted. You don't know that anyone who doesn't eat for 2 days looks exactly like that, bro. You don't know. You are the day, you are the fast. You are the seed, you are the trap, you are the wine, you are the cup, you are the ripe cooked, you are the raw. Do not leave me raw. Don't let me be raw, which of course didn't happen, because Rumi was told in some places, and many other mystics were told, the result of my life is no more than three words. I was raw, I became cooked, I burned. It went as far as burning. Faiz went as far as burning. Rumi went as far as burning. These guys went as far as burning. You are the seed, you are the trap. This is a very important point. This is for you to know. Some ask, why do we have to come to earth? Why do we have to come to this world at all? Why don't we go straight up? You cannot go. Meaning if you don't come to earth, you can't go up. We are from above and we go upward. Cannot happen. The sign is very simple, so you know. Look, my pretty restart follower whom I love so much, the subject is very simple. Look, you see no tree unless its seed is planted in the earth. Done. That's your whole answer. Keep the seed out in the air, it won't become a tree. The seed must understand to go into the soil. It must learn humility from the virtual world of soil. It must take root there, see what's going on. Whatever news is inside the sperm of this seed will later grow and be seen. Aziz Odin Nasafi says the same thing. But let me also say this. Have you seen some ladies say, we have a sixth sense, we saw a spirit we don't know, we saw a jinn, we see things. Poor things, some of them are lying, but some are actually telling the truth. The talent is in the sperm. Look, what does talent is in the sperm mean? It means if someone is cruel, yes, dear, yes. I think you understood. Until program 150, 160, 170, it will open up completely so we understand hell, right? I told you if the hell that religions speak of exists, one morning I'll knock on its door and go in. That one is very easy. If you understand the hell of Sufism, you will have a stroke, because in the hell of Sufism, they don't stick a skewer into anyone's body. The subject is far beyond these words and is scientific, which is why none of the religions have said this yet. The Complete Human of the Year 1350, the Iranian calendar 1971, said the same thing. If you don't know, know it. What did Jesus say to the disciples? Sir, we said upon this rock, my religion is upon this rock, meaning Peter. What are these people saying? He said, man, let it go, don't joke. Then one day, Jesus was walking in the garden with the disciples, and they were drinking wine together from streams of honey and such things. He was toasting a glass, and they said, sir, there is news. He said, go ahead. They said, the gospel was printed. He said, what is the gospel? They said, your book, it got printed. 250 years later, in the afterlife timeline, he told the Houris, please leave, I am very upset. He went to Hu and said, sir, you are so trickery. You twisted everyone around, so how are people supposed to find us, Mr. Hu? We worked so hard. Hu answered, here they buy the broken heart and the weary body. Here the religion of the mother and father is forbidden. Everything about your mother and father, and you have to go to kiss their hands, except religion. The religion of rulers is forbidden. People follow the religion of their rulers. Today, if you have power, everyone falls at your feet. They kiss your feet. Everyone. He explained the world. You are the light. You are the feast. You are the victory of Mansur. You are the bird of Mount Sinai, holding me, tired, in your beak. It's very clear now. You are the light. You are the drop. You are the ocean. You are grace. You are wrath. You are sugar. You are poison. Do not torment me any further. They reveal the left side of the complete human. That is why they give him so much. That is why they fill Rumi up so much that he goes crazy. That is why he recites so much poetry about shams, screams, faints. That is why he abandons wife and child and position and money and rank. Because they give to him. Why? Because on this path, whatever they show you, if you do not take it, you are better than that. If you get happy that you did one program, 100 programs, and thought you were an important person, you're just what you are. Whenever you didn't get arrogant, had humility, realized you ain't shit, they give you more. Rumi realized this, and he said, did you think we don't understand what's going on? We sit here in silence, don't think we don't know. We aren't those people who only see your face. Two eyes and a mouth and two walnuts. No, sir, we know where the 18,000 worlds are inside you. You are the drop, you are the ocean, you are grace, you are wrath, you are Satan, bro. You get angry, you are Satan, you are Moses, you are the staff, you are Gabriel, you are Michael, you are Israfil, you are everything. This world is a computer, virtual, you are everything. You are the chamber of the sun, you are the house of Venus, you are the garden of hope, show me the way, O my beloved. You are the day, meaning you are the night. You are the day, meaning you are the night. Because day means, if there is no day, it is night. You are the day, so you are the night too. You are the day, you are the fast. You are the result of begging. You are the water, you are the jug. Give me water this time.
You are the beloved, you are Gabriel, you are the cave of Hira, you are the messenger, and you are everything. Master, keep me safe. You are Noah, you are the spirit, you are the victor and the vanquished. You are the expanded chest revelation. You are at the door of my secrets. Don't think, I don't know that. You are Noah. He's speaking to the complete human in front of him. The complete human who exists in that era, because therefore in every era a guardian is present. There is one person in the world who has a connection with God. Has a connection with who? There is an Allah in front of him, and he is telling this Allah, you are Noah. Do you think I don't know you are Noah? When he says you are Noah, it means you are Moses. You are Jesus. Don't think and don't twist. I understood the spirit of Ilya in restart. You are everything. So you are Noah, meaning you are Muhammad. You are Ilya, son of Imran. You are Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the Mahdi. You are the guide, you are the master,
You are the guide. You are the pole. You are the prophet. You are the guardian. You are the executor. You are Noah. You are the spirit. Whatever spirit exists in the world is you. You blow the spirit into my mother's womb, my mother's womb. Rumi says, I know well, I know that in the sperm, initially the heart is formed first, meaning the complete human. The start of that sperm itself, the heart, is created first. The heart creates the brain, meaning it creates Gabriel, meaning it creates the messenger named Reason. Then slowly we see that something was blown into this. That spirit is you, the one who blows into this. People don't know the world is virtual, we know. Rumi says, you are Noah, you are the spirit. You are the victor and the vanquished. You are the expanded chest. You are the speaking Quran. You are the expanded chest. The Quran was revealed to Muhammad's chest. You revealed it, and that chest is also you. It is true that the computer hard drive does other hard work processing, but the computer hard drive is you. It is true that Google has a lot of content in it, but Google is inside the computer. You must go inside it. It is true that the computer needs the internet. The internet is you. He is saying this. You are the geek. You are the bug. We know all of this. The nut by nut of this computer is you. You are Muhammad's chest. You are Gabriel sending to Muhammad's chest. The Quran is you. That is why all complete humans have said, the way to recognize who is only me. I am the speaking Quran. I am the fast. I am the prayer. I am comes. I am. So which Quran was revealed to Muhammad? Next person. No book. No book was revealed. Muhammad himself saw the book of Quran when he passed away and went to the other world. He said, oh my, they released a book. He said, yes, they released it. He said, man, you are the deceiver. Look at us. We worked so hard for the people to explain. Therefore, in every era, a guardian is present. We went to the cave of Hira. We explained and we even announced the next one. The book got printed and he turned to Hu and said, oh man, what a deceiver you are. Are you kidding us or what? All our hard work went up in smoke. The next one said the same thing. And for this reason, this program belongs to another beautiful one and is being broadcast, and whoever stands against it, their beard and their roots will burn. So we are doing you the greatest kindness. We are saying, let us all gather under the banner of Restart. Otherwise, the lamp that God lights, whoever blows on it, his beard and roots shall burn. Let us pass from everything else. The words of the friend are sweeter. A verse from Sa'di opens everything up for you. He says, a Zoroastrian and Christian and Muslim. Now, because he didn't want to change the verse further, he could have added Jew. He could have added Buddhist. He could have added Hindu. But starting from thousands of years ago up to 1400 years ago, it makes no difference. Up to right now, as you listen to this program, he named three names and emptied the space between them. Meaning, he mentioned Zoroaster, who is Abraham. Then Christian, he mentioned Christ. And Muslim, he mentioned Muhammad, son of Abdullah. The Zoroastrian, the Christian, and the Muslim, each in their own religion, have a direction of prayer. But we have the beautiful, pleasant beloved. We only have this beautiful one. The Muslim has a direction of prayer, totally correct. He has fasting, kums, alms, he has to pay money, he has a well, he has the well of Jamkaran. They all have it. It's not just Islam that has a well of Jamkaran. Christianity has it. Jews have it too. You have to go there and shake your head. Everyone has a well of Jamkaran. Thank God, wherever you look, it's full of Jamkaran wells. He says, Zoroaster and Christian and Muslim. Christians have a direction of prayer. Muslims have a direction of prayer. Zoroastrians have a direction of prayer. Jews have a direction of prayer. Who is our direction of prayer? It is called the Beautiful One. So the direction of prayer is you. What are these people really saying? I explained in the previous program, two programs ago, and from program 100 onwards, the secret is being revealed and it is becoming intensely dangerous. Rumi says, my beloved, my cave, my liver devouring, consuming love, you are the beloved, you are the master, keep me safe. The poem is read like this, my beloved, my cave, my liver devouring love. He says, don't twist us around, bro, Mr. Sufi, don't say I don't understand anything. What do I understand? What do I know? These words I'm saying in this program, Rumi is saying them. He said them 700 years before this program. My beloved, my cave, my liver devouring love. Put this joke aside. You are the beloved, you are the cave master, keep me safe. Do you think we don't understand? Everything is in your hands. Rumi says, I am not like the rest to sit in front of the Sufi and just look at his face, Hosseini. I am seeing the you inside that Sufi. He is twisting us around, he's tricking us. A fragile physical body that would break if we hit it with a small blow. He is fooling us too. We say, what do you understand? He says, I know nothing. Because the Sufi, like Socrates, says, I know that I know nothing. He says, don't twist us.